You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Season with Peter Schrager is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. What's up, everybody? We are less than 10 days away from the NFL draft, and this is The Season with Peter Schrager, and I take a lot of pride in doing just 2 mock drafts. One the week before, one the day before. Right now, it's time to jump in to my first mock draft. Cue the music. Bum, 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 bum. I almost want to have the Alan Parsons Project do the Chicago Bulls theme as we build up here, because the Bears are the first team on the clock. No delay here. Let's get right into it. First overall pick, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback at a USC. I reported this last week. These guys have had 3 great meetings. The first one was at the Combine. Second one was at the Pro Day in LA. The Bears brass took Caleb Williams out to a really, really cool, exclusive dinner club called Bird Streets. Now, Bird Streets is owned by the same guys who own Nice Guy and Delilah. These are big Vegas, LA, and now in Miami, there's a Delilah. The group is called the H-Wood Group. They're one of these restaurant groups that also does clubs. Bird Streets is like their private members club. And they arranged it so that they could have Caleb Williams have dinner with them there. And the Bears brass was obviously GM Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus. A couple other people joined. And I was told from Bears sources, the night they had their dinner at Bird Streets, Jamie Foxx was there. Quavo from the Migos was there, and they were all coming over and saying what's up to Caleb Williams, and the Bears were blown away with how Caleb handled himself at the dinner and also handled himself in that LA scene. Then 2 weeks later, it's the only visit Caleb Williams has taken as a draft prospect. It was in Chicago. Caleb goes to the facility in Lake Forest, Illinois, and the dinner was at a restaurant in Lake Forest, which I thought was interesting. They had it in Lake Forest, not in Chicago, and Caleb was amazing. And there were members of the Chicago Bears team at this dinner, so you could see him interact. And then the next day, he had his visit at Hallis Hall and blew him away. They're all in on Caleb Williams, and it sounds like Caleb Williams is all in on them. Great. Bears, Caleb Williams, put it in ink. Number 2, Commanders. Commanders have a really interesting offseason. They bring in Dan Quinn. They bring in Bob Myers, who is the Golden State Warriors general manager, who helped with the hiring of the general manager position, which was Adam Peters from the San Francisco 49ers. They bring in Cliff Kingsbury. In recent weeks, they've made a bunch of different acquisitions. They've also quietly today, which is Monday, announced the hiring of Dave Gardy. You say, who's Dave Gardy? Dave Gardy has worked at the league forever. His father, I believe, was the head coach at Hofstra for many years. But Gardy has been a league employee who works in the operations and the management council and is pretty much like the go-to guy for all salary cap and transaction things at the league. So everything and every team, if they have questions or complaints, they would go to Gardy. Gardy also had this group beneath him, like the management council, which is basically a feeder system to all the teams for team presidents, team GMs, and the list goes on, whether it's Brent Tillis, who now runs the Panthers, or it's Mikey Greenberg in Tampa, or Mike Disner, who is the man up in Detroit. Like all these guys and ladies as well, Jackie Davidson, who's down in Tampa, and several others, they all worked at the management council at the league office, and then they end up getting jobs at teams, whether they're the number two, number three people in the front office. Guardy was kind of like the guy who ran it all. Shocker to me, Guardy's leaving the league office to go work at, for the Commanders, and like what seems to be like a nebulous title, a new title. And from what I gather, they're just trying to bring about as many smart in the know leaders as possible. And this is going to be a collective decision. This isn't going to be one where the owner, Josh Harris, just says, oh, I want this quarterback. I have the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback. The Heisman winner actually weighed in more at his pro day than anyone expected. As of today, which is Monday afternoon, I think it's Daniels over May. I don't think it's a trade back. They have six picks in the top 100. This would be their first one. And you have Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback, working in Cliff Kingsbury's offense with Adam Peters' first selection being the Heisman Trophy winner out of LSU, which leads to the Patriots at number three. Put them on the clock. Patriots, you're going to hear a lot of trade back smoke, and it might happen. But I think New England's new brass would actually be very comfortable with either Daniels or May, or maybe even McCarthy. So I could tell you they took May out to steaks at a restaurant called Davio's in Patriot Place before his Foxborough visit, and they loved him. They also loved Daniels. And then on Sunday night, it was dinner with J.J. McCarthy, and he's there today, Monday, in Foxborough. All that is great. I think it's going to be a quarterback, and I think it's Drake May, University of North Carolina. And I think the Patriots, Mac Jones was traded for like a ham sandwich. He's out of the picture. They did not have a very busy offseason. I don't understand what the strategy has been. I think in the draft, they go offense, 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 offense. And Drake May, University of North Carolina quarterback, is the Patriots quarterback of the future, which leads to the Arizona Cardinals at number four. Cardinals can stay put. They could take Marvin Harrison Jr. And they could be very happy. Kyler Murray has a receiver to grow old with, and we're good. Or the Arizona Cardinals can dangle that pick to a host of teams who are looking to move north. When I say move north, I mean coming from the back of the draft up. Those teams could include the Las Vegas Raiders to go get J.J. McCarthy. That could include the Denver Broncos to go get J.J. McCarthy. It could include the Minnesota Vikings, who have the 11 and the 23 to go get J.J. McCarthy. But the team that I have trading up to get J.J. McCarthy fourth overall is going to shock a lot of folks. There is a trade made, and the Arizona Cardinals give up the fourth overall pick, and in exchange, get the sixth overall pick, a third round pick, and next year's second round pick of the New York Giants. And the Giants move up from 6 to 4, and it is the Giants who select J.J. McCarthy with the fourth overall pick. They go quarterback. Daniel Jones, of course, is still there, is still due 40-something million this year, but I've got the Giants and Joe Shane, who did not draft Daniel Jones, making a move, trading up, and going and getting J.J. McCarthy. Number five, the Chargers, as everyone's still in awe with their jaws on the ground after that one. Chargers select Marvin Harrison Jr. They get the envelope in there quick. I know some teams like Neighbors more than Harrison. I know one team likes Odunze more than both of them, but I think Harrison is the pick. They got rid of Keenan Allen in a trade. They didn't sign back Mike Williams. There is a wide receiver need. They've got Justin Herbert, and I think Jim Harbaugh saw Marvin Harrison for many years at Michigan. I like that fit. That's the fifth overall pick. Cardinals traded back two spots. They go in, they get Rome Odunze out of Washington. They get a number one guy for Kyler Murray, and they get a smart, tough building block player. Odunze is awesome. He is a blue chip number one. Cardinals pick up a couple other picks and they get Odunze. They also have the Houston Texans first round pick later in the first round. Very, very big draft for the Cardinals. If they start off with Odunze, I think that's good. Leads to seven, Tennessee. Went back and forth here. Joe Alt, the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame, or Malik Nabers, the electric wide receiver out of LSU. I've got Tennessee taking Joe Alt, the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. 6'7", nimble, son of a former NFL offensive tackle, and a towering protector of Will Levis's blind side for years to come. You want to talk about a good offseason. If Tennessee could add Ridley and they could add Joe Alt, and they could, you know, continue to build. Tony Pollard. This is a good offseason for the Tennessee Titans, and Alt is the number one tackle in this draft. Atlanta. Malik Nabers is sitting there. Could Atlanta possibly take him in the same offseason? They got Rondale Moore and they got Mooney, and they also already have Drake London, and they already have taken Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson with first round top 10 picks. I say no. I go with Atlanta going with Dallas Turner, defensive end out of Alabama. They add to the defense here. He was a 3-year starter at Alabama. Stud. I think he's the first defensive player taken in this draft, which leads to number 9, the Chicago Bears. They could just look at this thing and they could take Malik Nabers and be done with it and be happy and walk on and continue to keep. I say they trade the pick. Bears trade the pick. And who do they trade it to? Who's coming up? How about the one team in the AFC South who has been very quiet with signing outside talent and yet actually has a window to win? That's the Indianapolis Colts. I've got the Colts moving up from 15 to 9. They swap a first and they give a future second. They move up. They get Nabers, the star wideout out of LSU. In an AFC South, like I said, that saw the Jaguars, Texans, and Titans be very aggressive in free agency. GM Chris Ballard shows he's got a trick up his sleeve. He goes up and gets Nabers. Now you've got Anthony Richardson at quarterback. You got Pittman and Pierce at the wide receiver spots. And now you got Nabers, who's probably your number one. Jets at 10. I've heard from a lot of people. Jets are a prime prospect to move back here. I don't see it. I've got Brock Bowers going 10th overall to the New York Jets. I think they stick and hold tight. I love Bowers. I love Bowers for a year now. I think a lot of teams love Bowers. He is by far the number one tight end prospect in this league, in this draft. And he also has incredible yards after catch ability. Brock Bowers goes 10. All right. To recap, Aaron, should I go through my 1 to 10 real quick for you and give me your initial thoughts?
Go.
Caleb, 1 to the Bears.
Awesome.
Commanders take Jaden Daniels. Patriots take Drake May. Giants trade up 6-4 and get J.J. McCarthy with Alt, Nabers, Harrison all on the board. They go J.J. McCarthy. Your thoughts on that one?
I think the Giants trading up to 4 is the most surprising to me, because that 6-4 is not that far of a trade. And I don't know if J.J. would be gone, but man, seeing Marvin, Rome, and Marvin, Rome, and Nabers going by 9 and then Bowers at 10. It's amazing the pass catchers that early up. And like you said, Dallas Turner, the only defensive player so far.
Yeah. So Chargers 5 go Marvin Harrison. And then like you said, 6 Adunze to the Cardinals. Titans take Alt. Turner to Atlanta. Nabers 9 to the Colts. And then the Jets take Brock Bowers at 10, which leaves the Vikings at 11. Vikings do not move up to get J.J. McCarthy in my mock draft. Who cares? I just don't have them giving, you know, having enough ammo, even with the 23rd overall pick. Instead, I've got the Vikings selecting Terrion Arnold, defensive back out of Alabama. They stay put and they get what I'm told is a one-of-one kid and an all-around incredible, incredible leader. He was a redshirt sophomore, but he arrived in Tuscaloosa as a safety, played inside and outside. And I'm told interviews, incredible, insane. Sam Darnold will be the day one starter in this scenario, because if you're not taking a quarterback up here, you're going with Darnold, who you signed for 1 year, $10 million. They go Terrion Arnold. Number 12, Broncos. They miss out on quarterbacks too. Is it too soon to take Bo Nix or Michael Penix? I think it is. I think they go with Leatu Latu at a UCLA. Denver Broncos 12. Latu, viewed by many as the best pure pass rusher in this draft. I could see them saying, all right, give him to us. If he medically checks out, because he had this neck injury that was pretty severe, they go with him. And then maybe they move back into the end of the first round and try to get Nix or Penix, if it makes sense. But I got them going Latu. We've had one offensive lineman taken. That was Joe Alt, 13, the Vegas Raiders on the board. I have them taking Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle out of Penn State. Spoken to a lot of folks around the league. Raiders need offense in a lot of ways. If they don't get a quarterback and move up to get one, if they don't have a chance to get Nabers, Adunze, or Harrison, look for them to go offensive line here. And Fashanu is the real deal. Maybe the biggest upside out of all these offensive tackle prospects. which leads to the Saints at 14. 14 Saints go Talise Fuanga, Oregon State. He is a tackle, but could play anywhere on the offensive line if needed. Mean streak. Teams have loved meeting with him. 14 is a steal for him. I've seen him go on as high as top 10 in other mock drafts. 15, Chicago traded down with Indianapolis. We got it. 15, Chicago. Got them taking Quinion Mitchell out of Akron, defensive back. Bears trade back, and they still get the stud defensive back who might go first through all the DBs in this draft, Timmer Arnold. If the board falls this way, Mitchell, spectacular DB prospect, was amazing at the combine, was insane at the MAC. Small school guy, all relative, obviously, but not a Power 5 guy. Going in the top 15 to Chicago, that would mean they'd get Caleb Williams, and they would get Quinion Mitchell, and they'd pick up another draft pick for a future draft. 16, Seattle. I have them staying local and drafting Troy Fuatanu, offensive tackle out of Washington. Fuatanu, again, big man, played offensive tackle, can also play guard if necessary. One of those guys who I think is going to be a top 20 pick. I've got him here staying local, going to Seattle. Number 17, Jacksonville Jaguars. They take J.C. Latham out of Alabama. Latham could go as high as being the second offensive tackle taken. Teams like him that much. The scenario I have him going here, which is about the fourth offensive tackle. Again, this could all change. If I'm the Jaguars, you're trying to keep Trevor Lawrence upright. That's the main goal, and they'll do that here. 18, Cincinnati Bengals. Got them going defensive tackle, Byron Murphy out of Texas, top interior defensive line prospect in this class. He's interviewed well. He's had a really good combine and pro day. And they got Sheldon Rankins. They got BJ Hill. Those guys are good defensive tackles inside, but Murphy's a stud, top 20 pick. I think that would be a good fit there, 18. Which leads to the Rams at 19. And I'll give you my insight on the Rams. You know, Sean McVay has never had a first-round pick. Since he's gotten there, has never had a first round pick. And I assure you, if Sean McVay is taking a first round pick, I'll put my name on this. Sean McVay is taking an offensive player in the first round. I've got Sean McVay taking Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. This is a guy who is super athletic, but very raw. I could see him as like the right tackle, but give him a year and then he's a mainstay. But again, more bodies to protect Matthew Stafford. I think Stafford's got 1 to 2 years left. He's got all these weapons. You love Kupp, you love Nacua, you love the running back. There are other wide receivers that they could take here, but I'm going to go offensive tackle, continue to protect. 19, Rams, Tyler Guyton, which goes to the Steelers at 20. I have them taking wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU. I'm still keeping an eye on Pittsburgh and what Omar Khan's going to do at wide receiver, because you got the quarterbacks. There was this expectation that wide receiver was next. And in this case, I think they do get one in the draft. I like Thomas over A.D. Mitchell. I'm not sure A.D. Mitchell and George Pickens. Thomas is a different type of receiver. Big, got the hands, obviously, and was the combine stud. That is 11 through 20, real quick, if you're listening. 11, Minnesota Vikings, Terrion Arnold, defensive back out of Alabama. Broncos, 12, Leatu Latu out of UCLA, the pass rusher. Vegas, 13, takes Olu Fashanu out of Penn State, the tackle. Saints, at 14, takes Taliese Fuanga, the offensive tackle out of Oregon State. Chicago trades back, and at 15, they get Quinion Mitchell, defensive back out of Akron. 16, Seattle takes Troy Fuatanu out of Washington, another offensive tackle. Jacksonville goes another offensive tackle, J.C. Latham. Bengals go inside on defense, Byron Murphy. Rams take another offensive tackle and Tyler Guyton. And the Pittsburgh Steelers take Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver out of LSU at 20. Aaron, any thoughts? 11 through 20.
You know, a lot of these teams here could really be in the market for a quarterback, like you said. Denver, Vegas, Seattle, maybe the Rams. And so it is fascinating to see this huge stretch of teams that really, really might want to trade up. And instead, it's all tackles, basically. And, yeah. You know, as a Bills fan, was really hoping Brian Thomas would last. I don't think he's going to last to us unless we trade up. But man, it was tough to see him go to Pittsburgh because they draft receivers really well. And that makes sense because I think Brian Thomas is great.
What's interesting is Penix and Nix I don't have going in the top 20, which means now they're in that back third of the draft. You start doing tiers here and you're like, okay, now is this where a team trades back up and goes and gets one of those guys if they want? Let's see.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Miami Dolphins. I've got Jared Verse, pass rusher out of Florida State. This is a guy, he can go anywhere in the top 25, and I wouldn't be surprised. Productive pass rusher, extremely versatile at FSU. Again, down year for D-line prospects. Verse could be the dude. I like him to the Dolphins. They lost Van Ginkle and they also lost Christian Wilkins this year. So that makes sense to me. All right. Here's one that puts a smile on everyone's face. 22 Philadelphia Eagles. Howie's not just going to take the best player. Howie's going to make a splash. He always does. Cooper DeJean, DB out of Iowa. Is it DeJean? DeJean? I don't know. He's a white cornerback and everyone's going to make a big deal out of it. And I mentioned it as the first thing, but let's put that out of the way and just consider him a Swiss Army knife. Guy could play corner, guy could play safety, guy could play special teams. He can do it all. And he also had an incredible workout last week, just a few months removed from a very serious injury. DeJean is a special teams guy. If you need him to be, I love him for Philly. I feel like he'll be a fan favorite and he's just an outstanding athlete. I posted last week, his high school basketball highlights jumps through the roof. And if you're Philly, it's like, let's just add young talent. Let's just get more talent on this thing. We've already got a bunch of young guys who are supposed to sprout and develop on defense. Defensive backfield seems like an area of need. Cooper DeJean, 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 23 Minnesota. You know what? Screw it. I have Minnesota at 23, taking Bo Nix, quarterback out of Oregon. Nix could go as high as 11, 12, 13, or fall completely out of the first round. I don't know. I know that teams are high on him, and everyone I talk to says late first, early second. If you're Minnesota and you didn't get a quarterback at 11, and you got the best defensive back in this draft in Arnold, and Nix is sitting there at 23, don't overthink this. If you like him, take him. If you love him, you move up and take him. If you don't like him and you don't love him, then you take someone else and you just roll with Darnold and you say, that's that. I don't think they're just going to roll with Darnold and say that's that. I think they're getting a quarterback somewhere in this draft. The 23rd overall pick, a backstop pick. Remember, they traded up to get this selection. The thought I had was they would package 11 and 23, but I don't know if that's enough to get up into the top three or four. Instead, they get Bo Nix, quarterback out of Oregon. 24, Dallas Cowboys, always an intriguing pick. I've got them taking the burner from the combine. Xavier Worthy, Texas, wide receiver, the fastest man to ever run a 40 since the NFL Network started broadcasting it. He also fights. He's a competitor. I've got them getting another wide receiver for Dak, a deep threat in this one. He'll go with CD Lamb, and hopefully they can handle the contract stuff with CD and with Dak. This is a cheaper pick because you get a first-round talent. You can develop him over 5 years. He doesn't need to get paid. Last time they took a wide receiver in the first round, it was CD Lamb. 25, Green Bay Packers, usually a trade back here or a defensive player. I've got them going offense. Amarius Mims, offensive tackle out of Georgia, a massive OT, tremendous upside, but a relatively, like, just a few games, like a lack of experience at Georgia. And the games he did play that were big, he was good, but he had a big injury in 2023. This is a deep wide receiver draft, a deep offensive line draft. I've got them scooping up another offensive lineman to protect Jordan Love. Last several picks, let's go right through it, and then we'll wrap it, and then I'll tell you what we got coming up in the coming days. 26, Tampa Bay. Got them taking Graham Barton, offensive lineman out of Duke. Tampa, I love what they did this offseason, bringing back all those key players and bringing back key assets from last year's divisional round squad. I've got them taking an offensive lineman who could play tackle. He played center at Duke also, and I think he'll do both in the NFL if he has to. Graham Barton to Tampa, 26. 27, the Cardinals, their second pick of the first round. I got them going Darius Robinson, defensive line out of Missouri. Quietest rising prospect in this draft class. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes top 20 at this point. I'll be honest. Everyone's talking about Robinson. If the Cardinals can come out of this thing and get Roma Dunze and Darius Robinson, those are two really good first round picks. Guy at wide receiver, guy at defensive line, solid. Which leads to the Buffalo Bills, 28. Aaron, your team. There's a wide receiver sitting there that could go top 15. I've got them taking A.D. Mitchell, also known as Adonai Mitchell, his full name. Tremendous player out of Texas. Big body, can compete, had a good combine. I don't have him as high as others have him. I've seen him go top 15, top 16. Like, I think this is about right. Back end of the first round, and I might be proven wrong. I know Adam Schefter came out today and was like, teams are way higher on him than mock drafts. 28 to the Bills sounds right for me. A.D. Mitchell, wide receiver, Buffalo. They got rid of Stephon Diggs last week. Kincaid, I think they view as a wide receiver slash tight end. Now you add this guy in the first round who is a baller. I like that pick for them. 29, Detroit Lions select Zach Frazier, interior offensive lineman out of West Virginia, a four-time all-state high school wrestling champion. Nasty, versatile, hungry dude. One of those guys who will just scrap. If that's not Dan Campbell, I don't know who is. And you add to that offensive line, you just keep bulking it up. Might be a little early. I think most people say Frazier is like second or third round. I've got him going first because it's my mock draft. And I think Zach Frazier and Dan Campbell are like kindred spirits. 30, Baltimore Ravens, best name in the draft. Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama, defensive back. The Alabama to Baltimore pipeline is real, even with Ozzie Newsome no longer making the picks and it being Eric DaCosta. I also think Kool-Aid can play right away and might have a bigger impact than Terry and Arnold in his first year. Fluid dude, did not run the fastest 40, but like big, smart, has been around. Love this for Baltimore. You add to that backfield. Last two picks of the draft are two fun ones for me. They're both wide receivers. 31, San Francisco 49ers. I've got them taking Ladd McConkey, wide receiver out of Georgia. This might be the first mock draft you see where McConkey goes in the first round. Again, there are other guys. Troy Franklin from Oregon. Kid Conley Corley from Western Kentucky, everyone seems to love. And of course, you know, you've got Keon Coleman, the big boy from Florida State. I got McConkey going to the Niners. Smart, tough, does it all. And like, gosh, you talk to any of these Georgia people, they just rave about him. I think he's just like a reliable wide receiver who can run an offense, and Kyle Shanahan is looking for that. He's not looking for a diva. He's not looking for the guy who is the five-star recruit. He's looking for the guy who's going to run his offense. Ladd McConkey can run that offense, wide receiver out of Georgia. And then my last pick, I don't know what's going on with the Chiefs and Rashee Rice. I have no idea where that thing ends up. I have them also going wide receiver, and I have them going with a guy that I like personally, and that's Jalen Polk, wide receiver out of Washington. He is our last pick of the first round. He's a personal favorite of mine. I keep on talking about him. I'm going to will him to the first round. I love watching his film. I think he is awesome, and I think he's getting no love. I also think the Chiefs, they need a wide receiver now. I don't know what's going on with Rashee Rice. I think that makes a lot of sense. If it's not Polk, it might be somebody else, but I think the fact that he went to Texas Tech and then transferred to Washington, maybe that has something to do with me putting them in Kansas City with Mahomes having a connection there with the Red Raiders. That is the first round. There are a lot of big name players, Chop Robinson, Keon Coleman. We could go through the list. Michael Penix, that did not get drafted in my first round. The kid Rackstraw out of Missouri. Aaron, any thoughts on the back end of that first round, including your Buffalo Bills getting A.D. Mitchell?
Yeah, I mean, actually, the wide receiver pairing I like the most is Ladd McConkey to the 49ers.
Doesn't it just make sense?
Yeah, the 49ers love a versatile offensive weapon. McConkey's someone who people keep talking about as like, he's got to be a slot receiver. He doesn't have to be a slot receiver. Nope. And he would be amazing in that offense. I know the news came out yesterday it broke that Ayuk had requested a trade, and then his agent was like, no, he did
Thank
not.
Thank you. I don't say the news broke. I say a rumor hit the internet.
Yes, a rumor. Yes, exactly. Quote unquote news. But yeah, Ladd on the 49ers just seems like the one, other than Zach Frazier to the Lions, which I agree with you, is like, that just sounds like, you know, the Lions took two players last year that we thought went way earlier than expected, and they worked out really well.
So that was kind of my justification there. Like, I'm putting a player that I think fits the culture. It's an inside linebacker or running back, Brad Holmes, maybe our best interview last offseason, talking about those picks, similar deal. That was my first mock draft. It goes live on NFL.com Tuesday morning. I'll do a little media around that. But we're not done this week. This will go up Monday, so you'll have this Monday on your commutes and, you know, Tuesday morning to work. But I am going to go over to the other end of the spectrum, and I'm going to reach into the Bristol, Connecticut pool of talent, and I am going to tap on my buddy Field Yates, who has taken on a bigger role in an ESPN's draft coverage, and the two of us tomorrow are going to record a live mock draft, and we're going to do as many of these as we can before the draft next week, where it's one of us is taking the odd numbers, one of us taking the even numbers, probably won't do any trades, and it's like a game of ping pong, and we have no prep between the two of us. We haven't spoken between the two of us, and where the chips fall, the chips fall. I think it's fun audio. It's good to listen to, and it's a good exercise as the draft comes. But let me promise you this, there will be trades in the real draft. There will be crazy things that happen. And all these mock drafts, this is to give you an idea of where some guys might land, and kind of there's the region, but you know, once the trades start happening, it's like throwing, you know, a needle in a haystack. But I love doing it. I spent a lot of time on the phones this past weekend. Aaron, I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to do this thing again, but I wanted to get this one up on Monday. A lot of me talking. Tomorrow we'll be with you. We'll have Field on and we'll chop it up some more. But the big headline here, JJ McCarthy to the New York Giants. New York Post, go nuts.
The Season with Peter Schrager is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.